Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Joseph Pappalardo, writing at Popular Mechanics and other distinguished publications about energy at Corpus Christi, Texas. We've spoken of oil and the oil pipelines and where it comes from and the big tankers, very large container tankers coming into the expanding channel. But LNG, Europe needs LNG. They need to build facilities to receive it, and they're waiting in the transition from dependent upon the extremely predatory Russian energy fields. LNG has to be processed. Joe takes me to Cheniere. Is that how I say it, Joe? Cheniere?
That's correct, Cheniere.
And what is there for that costs $15 billion? What am I looking at?
It is a freestanding gas processing facility. It's a basically a huge distillery that takes natural gas from Texas oil fields and converts it into liquid natural gas that can be shipped out to customers around the globe. And that's a new industry down here, since 2015. But the stakes are extremely high, and it's now a global epicenter of liquid natural gas exports.
It looks like a construction set played by a child and said, how many different ways can you put a pipe together? What's it like to be inside, Joe? Do you get lost?
It's extremely disorienting. Everything is built enormous. It reminded me of a science fiction movie set in that, the valves were enormous and the pipes were enormous. And they're built around in these sharp right angles to accommodate vehicular traffic. And there's, it just seemed outlandishly large and complex. And that is that's the game. I mean, you're moving this gas around and pressurizing it. It's a very complicated process, and it's done at a huge scale. And the scale really is disorienting, because you're surrounded by pipes and machinery and action. And it's also an active construction site, because they're building more of these things as quickly as they could get them up. They're building them, and they have their customers lined up. I mean, it's an intense situation. And there's hundreds of people working there too. So these are very dynamic, huge set piece locations that are just screen big infrastructure and large scale, important sort of place. And you feel that vibe when you're there. It's pretty cool.
The structure, however, is already paid for by customers. You tell me that they wouldn't have built this if they didn't have customers. So the new customers, that would be Germany, all of Northern Europe, Italy, they're going to have to build more facilities. Is Corpus Christi where to build another Cheniere?
Cheniere is investing $15 billion for their three processing trains, they call them. That is a huge investment. You don't do that unless you have customers for all three. And so, yeah, there's a huge appetite, growing appetite. This is the result of a plan that's been going on a very long time. This is not a response to the new reality in Europe. So, yeah, more liquid natural gas, more pipelines to bring it, the processing facilities on U.S. coast. That's the future going forward. And it's been happening here already not in anticipation of that, but just because the market was there and the market is there. Now the market's growing. So there'll be more attention paid to it, but it's not like you just sprinkle water or even money. The talent pool is very tough for this kind of thing. The competition in the United States is very high, not to mention globally, for this market, understandably. So you can't just snap your fingers. But even without the crisis in Russia, this is a bedrock economic dynamo for this region.
Joe makes it very clear in his reporting that Cheniere was wise to recruit from around the world. One of the leaders who speaks to Joe is named Ari Aziz. He's from Trinidad. other people are going to be recruiting because lots of people are building these facilities. It's a new world at Corpus Christi. Are you living in a boom town, Joe?
It's not that kind of boom. It's not that kind of wild boom where you feel frontier. You know, you're not out in the oil patch necessarily, but in Corpus Christi, it feels like the town that sells the miners the equipment, right? I mean,
right.
This is the, you know, we're not going out whaling. We're running the port. So, I mean, we're in a lot of ways, we're tied into that frontier wildcatter kind of mentality, but we're really the support infrastructure. So it's a different feel, but you can't deny that the landscape is changing. The skyline is changing. The bridges are being torn down and made higher, and the ships are getting bigger. You can't, you know, there's more opportunities to surf behind the big ships in the channels if you want to. I mean, you feel it every day, even though you're not steeped in it. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Joe Pappalardo of Popular Mechanics, the Nantucket of oil and gas, Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.